Welcome everyone to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for mastering the art of dissertation writing. I'm your host, Dr. J, representing Writers ER, where we support doctoral students just like you in navigating the challenging yet rewarding journey of academic research. Today, we're diving into the world of qualitative research, a cornerstone of many doctoral dissertations. This topic, while intricate, is crucial for the depth and quality of your academic work. It's not just about gathering data. It's about understanding the story behind the numbers, the narratives that shape our research subjects. Let me share a quick story with you. During my own PhD journey, I remember feeling overwhelmed by the vast sea of qualitative data in front of me. There were interviews, case studies, focus groups, a mountain of words waiting to be analyzed. The challenge seemed daunting. Yet, as I delved deeper, I discovered the rich insights that qualitative research offered, revealing the nuances and complexities of my subject that no number could ever fully capture. It was a moment of revelation, the realization that within these stories and experiences lay the heart of my dissertation. So, whether you're just starting your PhD or are in the midst of your research, remember, qualitative research is more than a method. It's a pathway to uncovering the deeper meanings and insights that can transform your dissertation from good to great. All right, let's get into the heart of qualitative research and its place in your dissertation journey. Qualitative research is essentially about exploring and understanding the experiences and perspectives of people. It's the human side of research, where you gather insights not through numbers, but through words, emotions, and stories. This approach is invaluable in dissertation work because it adds depth and richness to your findings, helping you to not just know what is happening, but to understand why. However, it's not uncommon for doctoral candidates to face some roadblocks with qualitative research. One major challenge is managing the sheer volume of data, from in-depth interviews, focus groups, or extensive field notes. It's like having a vast landscape to explore without a clear path. Then there's the task of analyzing this data, identifying patterns, themes, and drawing meaningful conclusions, which can often feel overwhelming. But don't worry, these challenges can be managed effectively. By adopting a structured approach and using the right tools, you can streamline your qualitative research. This makes the process more efficient, helping you to keep on track with your dissertation timeline. We're now diving into how to streamline your qualitative research process. Let's start with refining your research question. This is your foundation, the starting point of your entire project. A well-crafted question is like a guiding light, keeping your research focused and on track. Think about what you're really curious about. Make your question clear, concise, and targeted. This isn't just about narrowing your scope, it's about drilling down to what's truly essential. A focused question saves you time and energy because it directs your research efforts precisely where they need to go. Moving on to data collection strategies. The key here is efficiency. You want to gather data in a way that's both effective and manageable. Consider the methods that best fit your research. Will you conduct interviews, or are observations more suitable? Maybe a mix of both? Selecting the right approach is crucial. It's also about the tools and resources you use. For example, digital recorders can be a lifesaver for interviews. And there are plenty of software options for organizing and categorizing your data. These tools aren't just about convenience, they're about enhancing the quality of your data collection. Now let's delve into interview techniques. Interviews are a goldmine for qualitative research, but they need to be done right. Start by creating a comfortable environment for your interviewees. The more relaxed they are, the more they'll open up. Ask open-ended questions. These encourage detailed, thoughtful responses. It's not just about asking questions, it's about fostering a conversation. Listen actively. This means being fully engaged, showing interest, and responding to what they say. It's not just about the information they provide, It's about understanding their perspective. Remember, the richer the data, the richer the insights you'll gain for your dissertation. These strategies are about making your research journey not just more efficient, but more enjoyable too. Remember, qualitative research is a process of exploration and discovery. Embrace it, and you'll find it can be one of the most rewarding parts of your PhD experience. We've gathered our data, and now it's time to dive into the world of data analysis and interpretation. This part is like piecing together a puzzle, where every piece is a bit of your data, and the picture you're creating is your dissertation's unique contribution to your field. First, let's talk about analyzing qualitative data. This isn't about crunching numbers, it's about making sense of words, feelings, and stories. Start by organizing your data. Group similar pieces of information together. Look for patterns, contrasts, and surprises. It's a bit like detective work. You're sifting through the details to find the clues that answer your research question. Keep notes as you go. Your future self will thank you when it's time to write up your findings. Now, onto thematic analysis. This is a popular method for qualitative data analysis, and for good reason. It's about identifying themes or patterns within your data. Imagine you're painting a picture. Each theme you identify is a different color on your palette, adding depth and richness to the overall image. To do this effectively, read through your data multiple times. With each read, you'll notice new themes emerging and old ones becoming clearer. It's a process of discovery, where you're not just looking at what your data says, but what it means in the context of your research question. Finally, interpreting your findings. This is where you connect the dots between your data and your research question. It's crucial to stay grounded in your data. Avoid making leaps that aren't supported by what you found. Think about how your findings add to the existing knowledge in your field. What's new or surprising about what you discovered? How does it challenge or confirm existing theories? Remember, the goal is to provide insights that are meaningful, not just to you, but to the wider academic community. And that's a wrap on data analysis and interpretation. Keep these tips in mind and you'll turn your qualitative data into insightful, impactful findings. In this segment, we're focusing on how to effectively write and present your findings, turning your research into a compelling story. Let's start with organizing your data. It's crucial to present your findings in a clear and structured way. Imagine building a house. Your data are the bricks, and your organization is the mortar that holds everything together. Group similar findings together under clear headings and subheadings. Use visuals like charts or graphs to break up text and illustrate key points. This not only helps in keeping your readers engaged, but also in making complex information more digestible. Now, let's talk about the art of storytelling in academic writing. Yes, you're working within a scholarly framework, but your dissertation doesn't have to be a dry recitation of facts. Think of your data as characters in a story. What are their motivations, their challenges, their triumphs? Weaving your findings into a narrative makes your work more relatable and engaging. Remember, a good story doesn't sacrifice accuracy, it enhances it. Your narrative should be firmly rooted in your data and analysis, maintaining the integrity of your research. Moving on to drafting your research findings chapter. This is where your storytelling skills come into play. Begin with an outline, sketching out the main themes and insights from your data. Then start filling in the details. Write in a clear, accessible style. Avoid jargon and technical terms that might alienate your readers. Every sentence, every piece of data should serve a purpose, to illuminate your research question and support your conclusions. And don't forget the importance of citations. They're not just a scholarly requirement, they're a way to show the depth of your research and to give credit where it's due. To wrap up this segment, remember that presenting your findings is about more than just listing out data. It's about crafting a story that engages, informs, and resonates with your readers. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's quickly recap the key strategies we've discussed. We started with refining your research question, moved on to efficient data collection methods, delved into effective interviewing techniques, and then explored organizing and presenting your findings with a compelling narrative. These are your tools to make the dissertation journey smoother and more manageable. Now, a word of encouragement. Completing your dissertation is a big task, no doubt, but remember, it's entirely achievable. Think of each step as a small victory towards your goal. With dedication, organization, and the right approach, you can and will cross that finish line. Your dissertation is not just a requirement, it's a testament to your hard work, passion, and commitment to your field. I encourage you all to apply these strategies. Start today, even if it's just refining your research question or planning your next interview. Share your progress, your challenges, and your victories. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in. It's your dedication to learning and growing that makes this podcast a success. And before I sign off, a quick reminder. Don't forget to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a goldmine of strategies and insights, and it's available for download at writersr.com/playbook. Thanks again for joining me on Dissertation in 90 Days. Stay motivated, stay focused, and keep moving forward. Until next time.